Please, brothers, you have any spot in front of you, move to that spot so as not to make the masjid crowded from the back and empty from the front. And then you make other brothers who are coming late to cross the next and to mix in. So if you have any spot in the front, please fill this spot, inshallah, move to that. Inshallah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah reward you with the best reward. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله عز وجل وأحسن الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار ثم أما بعد Verily all praises and thanks are due to Allah. We praise Him. And we ask for His help and His forgiveness. We seek the refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evils within ourselves and from our sinful acts. Whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides will never be misguided. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala permits it to be misguided, no one can ever guide. We all bear witness that there is no one worthy of worship but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we all testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and his messenger. O believers, fear Allah as he should be feared and never die except as Muslims. O mankind, fear Allah, your Lord, the one who created you from a single person, and from him created his mate, and from both of them spread many men and women. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through whom you demand your mutual rights and you ask one another. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and never cut the ties and the relations between you and your relatives. Fear Allah and know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is an observer over each and every one of us. O believers, fear Allah, and always say the truth. He will direct us to the righteous and the good deeds and will forgive our sins. And whoever obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will indeed achieve the greatest attainment. To continue, my dear Muslim brothers and sisters, indeed the best and the truest speech is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His words. And the best guidance is that which Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had brought to us from Allah azza wa jal. And the worst affairs are the invented issues in the religion. And every invented matter in the religion is an innovation. And every innovation is a misguidance. And every misguidance is in the hellfire. ثم أما بعد. فموضوعنا اليوم هو خشوع القلب لذكر الله عز وجل. طريق إلى التوبة النصوح خشوع القلب لذكر الله سبحانه وتعالى وما أنزل الله عز وجل من الحق هو الطريق إلى التوبة النصوح قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في سورة الحديد في السورة رقم 57 في الآية رقم 16 من هذه السورة يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى ألم يأن للذين آمنوا أن تخشع قلوبهم لذكر الله وما نزل من الحق قال ابن كثير رضوان الله عليه في تفسير هذه الآية ها هذا أمر من الله عز وجل للمؤمنين بأن تخشع قلوبهم لذكر الله سبحانه وتعالى، فيسمعوا القرآن ويفهمه ويتدبروا ما فيه وينقادوا له ويسمعوا ويطيعوا. أمر من الله عز وجل للمؤمنين أن تخشع قلوبهم لذكر الله. ثم يروي أن الصحابة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ذات يوم ملوا ملة، فجلسوا عند رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وقالوا له حدثنا، فأنزل الله سبحانه وتعالى: نحن نقص عليك أحسن القصص بما أوحينا إليك هذا القرآن وإن كنت من قبله لمن الغافلين، في سورة يوسف. ثم ملوا ملة فجلسوا عند رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقالوا: حدثنا يا رسول الله. فأنزل الله سبحانه وتعالى: الله نزل أحسن الحديث كتابا متشابها مثانية تقشعر منه جلود الذين يخشون ربهم ثم تلين جلودهم وقلوبهم إلى ذكر الله. ثم ملوا ملة فجلسوا عند النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقالوا: حدثنا يا رسول الله. فأنزل الله سبحانه وتعالى: ألم يأن للذين آمنوا أن تخشع قلوبهم لذكر الله وما نزل من الحق. وقال رواه في التفسير أن هذه الآية نزلت على رأس 13 سنة من نزول القرآن الكريم. يأمر الله سبحانه وتعالى فيها المؤمنين بأن تخشع قلوبهم لذكر الله. وقال بعضهم أنها نزلت بعد 4 سنوات من نزول القرآن أو من إيمان بعض صحابة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، وبذلك يجمع بين الروايات في أنها إما نزلت على 13 سنة من نزول القرآن الكريم أو نزلت على 4 سنوات من إيمان بعض الصحابة الذين آمنوا في وقت متأخر، فكان ذلك أمر لهم أن تخشع قلوبهم لذكر الله وما نزل من الحق. ثم يروى أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول في الحديث أنه أول ما يرفع من الناس الخشوع، أول ما يرفع من قلوب الناس الخشوع. فعلينا أن نحضر هذه المسألة وأن نعي أن الخشوع لذكر الله وما نزل من الحق هو طريق إلى التوبة النصوح. Dear brothers and sisters, our subject today, our topic for the Friday khutbah is that the submissiveness of the heart at the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the main means for the sincere and dedicated repentance to Allah Azza wa Jalla. Submissiveness of the heart at the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and what He has revealed of the truth is the means for the sincere and acceptable repentance by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the topic today. Related to this topic, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the Holy Quran, in Surah Al-Hadid, Surah number 57, in verse number 16, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, has the time not come for those who have believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that their hearts will be humbly submissive at the remembrance of Allah azza wa jal and what He has revealed to the people of the truth? This is a verse from Surah Al-Hadid. Talking about the repentance, talking about the humble submissiveness of the heart at the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. Ibn Kathir, may Allah be pleased with him, in his commentary on the Holy Quran, while he comments on this verse, he said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands, orders, instructs, teaches, preaches the believers that they should submit their heart at the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As for example, when they are listening to the Holy Quran, to listen to it attentively, understand its meaning, act upon its orders and commandments, and to follow it, and to listen to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then to obey. وَقَالُوا سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. They say, we listen and we obey. And then he mentioned that one day, the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they got bored. Then they came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they said, relate to us, narrate to us, report to us, tell us something. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down this revelation from the Holy Quran. In Surah Yusuf, نَحْنُ نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ أَحْسَنَ الْقَصَصِ بِمَا أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ وَإِن كُنْتَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ لَمِنَ الْغَافِلِينَ. Indeed, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we narrate to you the best stories of the previous nations in the Holy Quran. And you were unaware of these stories before. You had no knowledge about them before. Then they became bored again. They came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Prophet, do that, tell us. Narrate to us, report to us. Say something to us. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to him this verse from the Holy Quran. Allah nazzala ahsana al-hadithi kitaba mutashabiha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to you the best talk, the best speech, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similar commandments, similar verses. Mutashabiha, mataniya, its order and its instructions are frequently repeated, so you can remember them all the time. And at the recitation of the Holy Quran, those people who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their skin and their hearts are humbly submissive at the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal whenever the Holy Quran is recited. تَخْشَعُ قُلُوبُهُمْ خَشَعُ جُلُودُهُمْ ثُمَّ تَلِينُ جُلُودُهُمْ وَقُلُوبُهُمْ إِلَى ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Then they came back to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they became bored again. They came back. O Prophet, tell us, narrate to us, say something to us. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this verse from Surah Al-Hadid. Verse number 16 in Surah number 57. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, has the time not come for those who have believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that their hearts will be humbly submissive at the remembrance of Allah and at what has been revealed to them of the truth? أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنْ تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ. Then he narrates from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the first thing to be taken out of the hearts of the people is the submissiveness of the hearts and the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first thing to be lifted from the heart, the first thing to be taken out from the hearts is the submissiveness and the remembrance or add the recitation of the Holy Quran and the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as he narrates in his interpretation of the Holy Quran. الخشوع وهذه الآية سبحان الله العظيم آية سورة الحديد تذكرنا بقصة توبة أحد الصالحين. ونقول إنه أحد الصالحين لأنه كان قبل ذلك لم يكن صالحا، لكنه بعد أن تاب وخشع قلبه لذكر الله عز وجل أصبح من الصالحين العاملين. ولتعلم ولتدري في هذه القصة أن الوقت ليس متأخرا، فلا ينبغي علينا أن نفقد الأمل أو أن نيأس من رحمة الله عز وجل. مهما كثرت الذنوب فلا نيأس أبدا من رحمة الله. فالله سبحانه وتعالى يقول: قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله، إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. لا ينبغي على إنسان أن ييأس من رحمة الله، فالوقت ليس متأخرا، فلا تقل خلاص انتهى، لا أستطيع أن أتوب ولا أستطيع أن أعود. كلا، ستجد في هذه القصة كيف أن الله سبحانه وتعالى تاب على صاحبها بعد أن كان منهمكا في معصيته، بعد أن كان منهمكا في ذنوبه. ومن أكبر الذنوب التي كان يعملها أنه كان شاربا للخمر. هذا مالك بن دينار رضوان الله تعالى عليه يروي قصة توبته يقول: كنت سكيرا منهمكا في شرب الخمر، وذات يوم اشتريت جارية فأحببتها وأحسنت إليها، ولدت لي بنتا، فشغفت بحب هذه البنت الصغيرة. ثم لما لبت على الأرض، يعني بدأت أن تحبو على الأرض، ازداد حبي لها. وأنا أفرغ الخمر وأضعه في الأكواب وأضعه على الأرض، وهي تأتي وتجاذبني هذه الأكواب وتغرقها، ويزداد حبي وتعلقي بها. وبعد أن تم لها سنتان ماتت، فحزنت عليها حزنا شديدا. لما ماتت هذه البنت حزن عليها حزنا شديدا، لأنه كان يحبها حبا جما. قال: وفي ذات ليلة، وهي ليلة النصف من شعبان، وكانت ليلة جمعة، وأنا أنهمك في شرب خمري، وبعد أن شربت إلى درجة أنني سكرت ولم أدر ما أفعل، نمت ولم أصلي العشاء، ورأيت في منامي ما يلي. Brothers and sisters, when you listen to these verses from the Holy Quran, you see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is encouraging the believers to go back and to repent to Him. We should not say that it's too late. Sometimes we give up and we lose hope, and we say that it's too late to go back and to repent. That's completely wrong. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Holy Quran in Surah Az-Zumar, He said, "Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to my servants who commit the wrongdoings, the major sins, the mistakes, that do not get this desperate of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Indeed, Allah Azza wa Jal forgives all the sins. In Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. Indeed, He is the all forgiving, the most merciful. Innahu huwa al-ghafuru al-rahim." That verse gives us the hope. But when we repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should follow the verse in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Ya ayyuha al-ladina amanu, tubu ila Allahi tawbatan nasuha." When we want and we intend and we dedicate ourselves to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should follow this verse, this order to Allah Azza wa Jal. To repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a sincere repentance, which means that we should not go back to the major sins and the mistakes that we were doing before. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to relieve us from all these sins and all this burden, which will be over us like the mountains on the day of judgment. And it will be about to be collapsed upon us. And there is no salvation, there is no savior, there is no saving on this day except by the good deeds, as you will see in this story, inshallah ta'ala, that I will report to you. The story of a person who is a righteous and a good person. You will see in this story how this person repents to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after he was almost losing hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to accept his repentance. He lost hope already. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this story will teach us how he accepted the repentance from the person when he or she dedicates himself or herself with a sincere, dedicated repentance to Allah Azza wa Jalla. This is Malik ibn Dinar. And you might have heard this name many times. He is one of the righteous and the good people. But before he became a righteous and a good person, he was such a sinful person that doing all kinds of mistakes and sins day and night. One of the major sins and the mistakes that he was doing is drinking alcohol, wine, all the time. And he was drinking to the point that he got drunk all the time. One day he narrates his story and he said, "This is how I repented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." He said, "One day I got like a maid slave, maid servant. And then he loved her so much. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him from this maid servant a beautiful girl. She gave birth to a very beautiful girl. This girl, he loved her so much because this is his daughter. As she started crawling, his love to this girl started to be growing and growing and growing and increasing and increasing and increasing. And then one day he said that, "I was drinking and I'm putting the wine, alcohol, in the glass. And I put them on the floor and she comes and plays with me and take the glasses and the cups and throw the wine, spill them. And she used to do that and I was really connected to this daughter. I loved her so much. But after she became 2 years of age, she passed away. She died. Then he became very upset. He became very sad because he lost his daughter. Then in one night, which is the night of the 15th of the month of Sha'ban, which is the Friday night, in that night, was already really, really drunk, drinking, and doesn't know even what to do, to the point that he was unaware of what he is doing, to the point that he lost even Salat al-Isha. He did not pray at all. Then he slept and he saw his dream, what he is going to narrate to us now. رَأَى فِي مَنَامِهِ قَالَ لَمَّا نِمْتُ فِي هَذِهِ اللَّيْلَةِ رَأَيْتُ كَأَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُبُورِ قَدْ خَرَجُوا مِنْ قُبُورِهِمْ وَأَنَّ الْقِيَامَةَ قَدْ قَامَتْ وَحُشِرَ النَّاسُ إِلَى رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ وَأَنَا أَسِيرُ مَعَ هَؤُلَاءِ النَّاسِ وَلَكِنْ كَانَ خَلْفِي وَرَائِي يُطَارِدُنِي تِنِّينٌ عَظِيمٌ أَسْوَدَ أَزْرَقُ هذا التنين يفتح فمه يريد أن يلتقمني وأنا أولي هاربا منه فمررت بشيخ كبير جالس رائحته طيبة وكلامه طيب يبدو عليه الصلاح فقلت له أيها الشيخ أنقذني وخلصني من هذا التنين فقال له الشيخ يا بني إني ضعيف لا أستطيع ولا أقدر عليه ولي هاربا أسرع أسرع مسرعا عسى الله عز وجل أن يهيئ لك ما ينقذك من هذا التنين فولى هاربا مسرعا والتنين يطارده لا يتركه أبدا ذهب وكأنه في أرض المحشر على شرفات القيامة ورأى ونظر إلى طبقات النار وما أعد الله عز وجل فيها من عذاب وأهوال للكفرة والمجرمين وللعاصين والمذنبين وإذا به يكاد أن يقع في طبقة من طبقات النار فيأخذه أهلها ويردونه عنها ويقولون له ارجع فلست من أهلها ويرجع مولي هاربا مسرعا والتنين وراءه مطاردا يفتح فمه يريد أن يلتقمه عاد ومر بذلك الشيخ الجالس قال أيها الشيخ سألتك بالله أن تخلصني من هذا التنين قال له يا بني بكى الشيخ بكاء كبيرا بكاء كثيرا وقال له يا بني إني ضعيف لا أستطيع أن أخلصك منه إنه أقوى مني ولكن سأدلك على من يخلصك منه قد تجد لك في هذا الجبل الذي هو هناك قد تجد على هذا الجبل وديعة لك فيه ودائع للمسلمين هذا الجبل فيه ودائع للمسلمين قد تجد لك وديعة تخلصك من هذا التنين فمر مسرعا إلى ذلك الجبل يقول مالك بن دينار فإذا أنا يرى في ملامي مالك بن دينار says that in his dream he saw that as if it is the day of judgment all the people are being resurrected from their graves and they are walking to the resurrection land to Ard al-Mahshar and he is walking with them however behind him there was a dragon this dragon is big huge black blue is opening his mouth and wants to devour to eat him and is chasing and running after him then Malik ibn Dinar he passed by an old man sitting this old man smells good His speech was good. Then Malik ibn Dinar requested him. He said, O man, O servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, can you please save me from this dragon which is chasing me all the time and wants to devour and eat me? This shaykh said, You know, Malik, this dragon is very strong, is stronger than me. I am weak. I cannot save you from it. I cannot save you at all from it. He told him, but you should pass quickly, hurry up. Maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send something to save you from this dragon. Then he went to the Ard al-Mahshar, and he found the hellfire, and he looked at the limits of the hellfire, and he saw how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prepares the severest punishment, all kinds of terrible, painful punishment in the hellfire for the disbelievers and the sinners and those who are continuously sinning against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, disobeying him, then he was about to fall in the hellfire. The angels in the hellfire, they turned him back. And they said that you have no place here, you have to go back. Then he returned and he passed again by the sheikh, by this old man who is sitting. And he said, O man, didn't I ask you before? Didn't I seek your help and your assistance before to save me from this dragon who is chasing me. The dragon is still chasing him. The dragon is still chasing, opening his mouth to devour and eat him. He said, didn't I ask you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save me from this dragon? In this time, at this time, this sheikh is crying loudly, too much. And he said, listen, I am very weak. I cannot save you from this dragon. But I will tell you about a place. If you go to that place, you might find something or a reason or a means in that place that will save you from the dragon. Go to this mountain over there. In this mountain, there are deposits, there are treasures for the Muslims. Maybe you have a treasure or you have a deposit over there that will save you from the dragon. Then Malik ibn Dinar went into that mountain, and we will see what happened after that. لما ذهب إلى الجبل وجد عليه قوة من ذهب وبذاته ومغطاة بأستار من الحليب وذهب إلى هذه القوة ولما والتنين يطالبه إلى الجبل صعد إلى الجبل ففتحت هذه القوة فإذا بأطفال يصفهم وجوههم كالقمر من شدة جمالهم وحسن منظرهم يأتون إليه ويقولون ماذا تريد؟ التنين يطارده لا يستطيع الخلاص منه. وإذا من بين هؤلاء الأطفال، الأطفال يلتفون حوله ويقولون هلموا أنقذوه من هذا التنين، فيلتفون حوله. فإذا بابنته التي ماتت تأتي إليه وتنظر إليه وتقول أبي والله، هذا أبي والله، هذا أبي. ثم تضع يدها اليسرى في يده اليمنى وبيدها اليمنى تدفع التنين فيولي هاربا وتنقذه ابنته من هذا التنين الذي كان يطالبه. ولكن استمع إلى بقية القصة. Brothers and sisters, when Malik ibn Dinar passed by this man again and he told him to go to the mountain, he went to the mountain. He found as like there are piles, domes of gold covered with curtains with cloth of silk cloth. Then he went to the mountain, climbed over the mountain, and from these domes, from these things, from these gold over there, gold buildings, he found children coming out, and they are trying to tell him what he wants. He describes these children as that their faces are like very beautiful, like the full moon. From their beautiful look, good looking, they are looking very beautiful. Then from these children, a group came from them, and they surrounded him and they said, come here and protect him. Try to protect him and save him from the dragon. From these children, it was his daughter, the one who passed away at the age of 2 years. She came and she put her left hand in his right hand. And with her right hand, she pushed away the tinin, the dragon, which ran away and escaped. And by this way, she protected her father from that tinin, from that dragon, which wanted to devour and eat him. Then after that, she put her right hand in his beard. And she told him, my dad, didn't you hear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying in the Holy Quran, أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ وضعت يدها اليمنى في لحيته وظلت تعبث بها وقالت له يا أبتي أما سمعت قول الله عز وجل ألم يأن للذين آمنوا أن تخشع قلوبهم لذكر الله وما نزل من الحق قال لها يا بنيتي أخبريني عن هذا كله فقالت له يا أبتي التنين الذي كان يطاردك هو عملك الخبيث السيء قويته حتى صار قويا عظيما لا تستطيع أن تدافعه وهو يطالبك في كل مكان وأما الشيخ الذي كان جالسا رائحته طيبة كلامه طيب ضعيف لا يستطيع أن يقاوم هذا التنين إنما هو عملك الصالح أضعفته حتى أصبح لا يستطيع أن يقاوم عملك الخبيث وأما أنا فأنا ابنتك وأما الله سبحانه وتعالى فيقول ألم يأن للذين آمنوا أن تخشع قلوبهم لذكر الله فاستيقظ من نومه فزعا مرعوبا
وإذا به يتوب إلى الله عز وجل توبة نصوحا ويصبح من الصالحين القانتين العابدين لله عز وجل. خشع قلبه لذكر الله على رغم كل ما ارتكبه من آثام وذنوب، خشع قلبه لذكر الله فقبل الله عز وجل توبته. يا أيها الذين آمنوا توبوا إلى الله توبة نصوحا. Brothers and sisters, listen to the rest of the story. The daughter put her hand, the right hand, in the bed of her brother, of her father, and she asked him, "My father, didn't you hear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say in the Holy Quran, has the time not come for those who have believed that their hearts should humbly submit to the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to what has been revealed to them of the truth?" And he asked her, "My daughter, tell me about all this story. What is the dragon? What is this old man? And what's happening to me?" She said, "The dragon, which became very huge, strong, and is chasing you, running after you, this is your bad actions. These are your sins. They are following you. You make them very strong to the point that they are chasing you everywhere, and you cannot get released from them." And this old man who is sitting and cannot resist, cannot protect you against this dragon, is your good deeds. You made them very weak, to the point that they cannot resist your bad deeds. And listen to what Allah says, "Has the time not come for those who have believed that their hearts should humbly submit at the remembrance of Allah and to what has been revealed to them of the truth?" He wake up from his sleep, frightened and scared. And from that time, since the time, he became a pious and righteous person. Repented sincerely to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah Azza wa Jal accepted his repentance. And that's what we learn from this story and from the verses of the Quran, that it's never too late. And we have to go back and return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and remember, "Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a, innahu huwa ghafur rahim." Aw kama qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Man yawm jum'atin illa wa fihi sa'atu ijaba." Allah azza wa jalla hadhihi sa'a. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة الله وسلامه على نبيه الأمين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Brothers and sisters, we learn from this story that it's never too late. How many sins and mistakes this person was doing, but he returned back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He went back to Allah Azza wa Jalla sincerely, with good intention, with sincere repentance, which is called in the Holy Quran, Tawbatan Nasuha. We have to go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there are many hadiths of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that talk about this subject. But in conclusion, we have to realize this fact. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there all the time. You do not have to have an appointment with Him. You can go back to Him at any time, day and night. He is there for you, and He is waiting for you. And He will be more happy about your repentance, about your going back to Him, than the person who lost his camel and his food in the desert and was about to die, and he lost hope, and then he got back his camel and his food and his drink, and he became very happy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more happier than with you than this person. When you go back to Him, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very happy about you. He opens the gate, the door for repentance all the time. Never ever lose this chance. We learn from the story that we might make our bad deeds to be too strong to the point that they were going to destroy us. We can at the same time make our good deeds be strong to the point that they will defeat our bad deeds. We have to make sure about these two points. Calculate it. Measure it. We are calculating everything in our life. We are measuring everything in our life, except in the good deeds and the bad deeds. We have to put the good deeds in one side of the scale and the bad deeds on the other side of the scale, and look which one is going to weigh, which one is going to be heavier. That's going to happen to us in the day of judgment. Zinu a'malakum qabla an tuzan alaykum yawma al-qiyamah. Brothers and sisters, I have a very brief announcement for you. Inshallah, We really appreciate the brothers and sisters who attended the event last week. That was, alhamdulillah, very successful event. And by the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his tawfiq and his assistance first before everything, and by the help of very dedicated and sincere brothers and sisters who dedicate their time and their effort and even their money to support this program, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward everyone who helped in that program, even those who attended the program. And your attendance to the program, just by attendance, making it successful, inshallah ta'ala, and you learn something and you convey to the message to the other people. However, when we come to an event like this, we should respect the rules, because we did it in a manner, we made it in a manner that everyone is going to achieve the benefit. And any violation of the rules, we're going to destroy the whole thing. One of the main rules that we put in the event is that we have babysitting, and the children should go to the babysitter, to the babysitters in the room upstairs. And they have their videos, DVDs, and they can listen to some Islamic movies or some other movies all the time. And they enjoy the time also, they interfere it, because kids, they cannot sit for 1 hour or 1 hour and a half listening. They get bored easily. Just maximum 20 minutes or something. So if you keep your child beside you, when you say that, I want him to be beside me, number one, you are going to lose concentration because he is going to cause you trouble. And number two, that you are causing trouble to other people who are committing a sin by making other people not to benefit from the program. That's one thing about the children. The second thing, we should teach our children how to address and to talk to the adults. Last week, in that event on Friday, we almost had a non-Muslim person, male, who was about to accept to take his shahada. But just one thing happened that destroyed everything. That was one of the main reasons that he postponed it, he delayed it. He felt that there's so much pressure on him, even from the kids themselves. One of the children went outside during the dinner time, and he talked to him, and he asked him, why are you still a non-Muslim? You need to accept shahada tonight. And he repeated this for him 3 times. You need to accept shahada tonight. You need to accept shahada tonight. You need to accept shahada tonight. This person, he emailed us. He's a regular attendant to our, mashallah, to our da'wah program every Thursday. And he emailed me and the brothers also, and he said, I felt so much pressure even from the children. So he said that I was going about to announce my shahada on this Friday. Imagine, in front of everyone, he was going to announce his shahada. So we need to teach our children how to stay by their limit. There is a limit for respect. There's a limit for the children, limit for the adults. When a child talks to an adult, it's not when the child took another child. When an adult took to a child, it's not when the adult took to another adult. We have to respect these rules. So please, inshallah, we have upcoming events, inshallah. In these upcoming events, I request, this is my simple, humble, very simple request, from all the brothers and sisters. Number one, respect the rules. And especially from the sister side, that they have complained, why don't we have our children with us? And I'm assuring them that if you have your children with you during the event, during the lecture, you are getting benefit, zero benefit from the whole lecture. Because I know what the children are doing during these lectures. So please, this is number one, respect the rules. And number two, teach your children how to respect the adults and how to talk to them. And they should not interfere in these issues, especially Muslim, non-Muslim, all these kinds of things. It's none of their business at all. We should not cross this level. Brothers and sisters, inshallah, there will be on August 24th, there will be a presentation for women only. And this is by Dr. Rabia Berviz at Valley Crescent School. It's about the issues related to cancer, and it will be 6:30 p.m. inshallah. Next Sunday, which is 29th of this month, the summer school invites every all the Muslim community, especially their kids, to the Black Bears Fund Center. And the admission fee, the regular admission fee is $10. But we got discount to be $10 only for every child. The tickets will be available. Call us at the masjid or go to our website, and inshallah, you will find the tickets. Every ticket is only $10 for unlimited games starting from 11 in the morning until 8 in the evening, 11 a.m. until 7 or 8 p.m. Inshallah, next Friday, I just want to convey to you that Brother Sufyan Suleiman has passed the California bar exam and he became practicing certified lawyer. And on this occasion, he is inviting all the Muslim community to come and share with him and his family the dinner next Friday at 7 p.m. that will be here at the masjid. And this is a kind of expressing his thankfulness and gratefulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to guide all of us to the straight way, to the right path. Last reminder for every brother and sister. In your sujood, in your salah, never ever forget the sick brothers and sisters in your dua. And every sick person in your dua, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to recover them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it from us all. Nas'al Allah Azza wa Jalla an yuwaffiqana lima yuhibbu wa yardha. Allahumma ighfir lana dhunubana, wastur uyubana, washrah sudurana, wansurna ala a'daina wa la tufayyidka wajaana. اللهم اجعل الحياة زيادة لنا في كل خير، اجعل الموت راحة لنا من كل شر، آلنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وآلنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه، اللهم قنا شر ما همنا وغمنا، وعلى الإيمان جمعا توفنا وأنت راض عنا يا رب العالمين، اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات، الأحياء منهم والأموات، إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات يا رب العالمين، إن الله صلى على النبي ولم يزل يصلي عليه، اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله العظيم يذكركم واستغفروه يغفر لكم واسألوه يعطيكم واشكروه يزدكم وأقم الصلاة